The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. At the recording of this podcast, it's August of 2022. And not that I do a recap in the middle of the year, but I paused and thought, man, there's been a lot of rough things in this year, just in 8 months, actually 7 months, because it's just the beginning of this month. I had to have some knee surgery, and it still kind of bums me. The knee is kind of bum, and it doesn't always work quite right. And then I had COVID, and that was not too long, a couple weeks. But then I had a cold a couple months after that, and it's like the COVID came back again, but they tested, and I didn't have COVID. But ever since then, I've been real fatigued, and they're saying maybe I have a long COVID. And then my wife, too, she's had trouble. She didn't get COVID, but she had some knee surgery, and it's still not good. And then a couple weeks ago, she had a fender bender. Car turned in front of her, and she slammed on the brakes as hard as she could. Bang! And she ran into that car, and it messed up both cars. There are times we just don't understand why things happen. And God, what's he doing? Where is he, or is he not even there? Sometimes things happen, and sometimes we wonder, did God let these things happen? Sickness, car accidents, you name it. I came across this quote by C.S. Lewis, and I love it. It's from Mere Christianity. He writes, "Imagine yourself as a living house. God comes in to rebuild that house, but first, perhaps you can understand what he's doing. He's getting the drains right and stopping the leaks in the roof and so on. You knew that those jobs needed to be done, and so you're not surprised. But presently, he starts knocking your house about in a way that it starts to hurt abominably and does not seem to make sense. What on earth is he up to? The explanation is that he's building quite a different house than the one you thought of. Throwing out a new wing here, putting up an extra floor there, running up towers, making courtyards. You thought you were going to be made into a decent little cottage, but he's building a palace. He intends to come and live there himself." That's how he ends the quote. It's interesting because God actually does come and dwell within us. It kind of helps me understand a little bit why things happen, because every time something rough or bad or difficult happens, it gives me time. I must admit, especially this last one with the fatigue that I've had for the last 3 months, as I just feel like, oh, I can't go on, and I sit in the chair, I pray, I think, and, you know, that slowness of time and thinking is helping some. And it helped bring to mind a Bible verse that I didn't really fully grasp or understand. Let me read it. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 16. Paul writes, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stone, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burnt up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames." You can almost see the guy running from the house as the house burns up with, at least in my mind I do. That's verse 15. Then verse 16. "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? it helped me to understand that, you know, the things in life happen, and God uses these to mold and shape us more into the child of God that he wants us to be. It's one thing that he sent Jesus to die for our sins and take away our sins. Hooray! And we're promised heaven. Yay! But then we kind of wonder, why are all these bad things happening? Why is this? Why is that? Well, this is part of the answer. Part of the answer. It's not the total answer. Certainly not. But God uses these things to help form and shape us more into the child he wants to be. You may remember from the podcast, just the last one posted, about prayer. I when Tori asked, can I get a car? And I said, what will you use it for? And she said, drive to school, which is only one block away. I said, no, why don't you get a job and earn some money, and then we'll talk again. And that's what she did. She was frustrated. I wanted a car. And she worked hard, and my saying no helped form and shape her. It built up not just a bank account that then she could afford gas and insurance, but it built within her character, because that job helped form and shape her into the girl she is right now. She's a real industrious girl who goes out and gets the job done, whether it's at school, what she's studying for now to be a chiropractor, or whether it be at the jobs she's had. My saying no and pushing her out to get a job helped her in the long run. And so what God is doing in our lives helps us in the long run. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you're building a house. A house that we thought was just going to be a quaint little cottage, but you, the King of the universe, says, nope, it's got to be a palace for me to live in. Thank you for living and dwelling in us. Thank you that your Spirit's always there. For we know from what else you said in your word that your Spirit is the deposit and guarantee. Deposit and guarantee that you're coming back for us. And that's why we know we'll be with you forever. And Lord, help us to see the tough times as well as the good times and the mediocre times, all as a process of your building our lives, building them for you. Thank you, Lord, for not giving up on us, quitting, but working with us and blessing us. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Keep up the good work, please, please. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.